Chapter 36. Now it happened in the 14th year of King Hezekiah that Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came up against all the fortified cities of Judah and took them. The king of Assyria sent Rabshakeh from Lachish to Jerusalem to King Hezekiah with a great army. He stood by the conduit of the upper pool in the highway of the fuller's field. Then came forth to him Eliakim the son of Hilkiah, who was over the household, and Shebna the scribe, and Joah the son of Asaph, the recorder. Rabshakeh said to them, "Say now to Hezekiah, thus says the great king, the king of Assyria, what confidence is this in which you trust? I say your counsel and strength for war are but vain words. Now on whom do you trust that you have rebelled against me? Behold, you trust on the staff of this bruised reed, even on Egypt, whereon if a man lean, it will go into his hand and pierce it. So is Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to all who trust on him. But if you tell me, 'We trust in the Lord our God,' isn't that he whose high places and whose altars Hezekiah has taken away, and has said to Judah and to Jerusalem, 'You shall worship before this altar?' Now therefore, please give pledges to my master, the king of Assyria, and I will give you 2,000 horses if you are able on your part to set riders on them. How then can you turn away the face of one captain of the least of my master's servants, and put your trust on Egypt for chariots and for horsemen? Am I now come up without the Lord against this land to destroy it? The Lord said to me, 'Go up against this land and destroy it.'" Then said Eliakim and Shebna and Joah to Rabshakeh, "Please speak to your servants in the Syrian language, for we understand it, and don't speak to us in the Jews' language, in the ears of the people who are on the wall." But Rabshakeh said, "Has my master sent me to your master and to you to speak these words? Has he not sent me to the men who sit on the wall, to eat their own dung and drink their own water with you?" Then Rabshakeh stood and cried with a loud voice in the Jews' language and said, "Hear the words of the great king, the king of Assyria. Thus says the king, 'Don't let Hezekiah deceive you, for he will not be able to deliver you. Neither let Hezekiah make you trust in the Lord, saying, "The Lord will surely deliver us." This city shall not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. Don't listen to Hezekiah, for thus says the king of Assyria, "Make your peace with me and come out to me, and eat every one of you from his vine and every one of his fig tree, and drink you every one the waters of his own cistern, until I come and take you away to a land like your own land, a land of grain and new wine, a land of bread and vineyards. Beware lest Hezekiah persuade you, saying, "The Lord will deliver us." Has any of the gods of the nations delivered his land out of the hand of the king of Assyria? Where are the gods of Hamath and Arpad? Where are the gods of Sepharvaim? Have they delivered Samaria out of my hand? Who are they among all the gods of these countries that have delivered their country out of my hand, that the Lord should deliver Jerusalem out of my hand?" But they held their peace and answered him not a word, for the king's commandment was, saying, "Don't answer him." Then came Eliakim the son of Hilkiah, who was over the household, and Shebna the scribe, and Joah the son of Asaph the recorder, to Hezekiah with their clothes torn, and told him the words of Rabshakeh.